Hello everyone. Don't know if this will work well today or not, because a good old friend's with us here, Mr. T, Tozer. Some people have been asking where he is over the last year or so, and they've maybe thought he's gone missing, but we're here at Tozer's house, number 10, the famous door, number 10. This is where Tozer lives, and we called him Tozer after the famous preacher, A.W. Tozer, and he's in his best behaviour because there's a wee treat in here for him. So I'm just going to give him that there. You'll get another one if he's good, won't you, Tozer? Do you want to say hello to the guests? Do you want to say hello to everyone? Folks, A.W. Tozer was a great man of God. He preached in the Alliance Witness Church in Chicago. And they often said he was virtually a 20th century prophet. And for 31 years, he pastored that particular church. His writings are very well known and widely available. And I would encourage any Christian to read anything by A.W. Tozer. The Pursuit of God is a great book. He's written a lot on the subject of revival. And we'd encourage you to get anything you can by Tozer. This is a devotional book that my mother got me just before Christmas of last year. And there was one devotion, I just thought, whenever I read it, way back in January, I'd like to share it with you sometime. Just over these devotionals, and it's about the subject of love. Oh, there we go, there's another one for Tozer. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, listen to these words, this is beautiful. We love him because he first loved us. The phrase "the love of God," when used by Christians, almost always refers to God's love for us. We must remember that it can also mean our love for God. The first and great commandment is that we should love God with all the power of our total personality. Though all love originates in God and is for that reason God's own love, yet we are permitted to catch and reflect back that love in such a manner that it becomes our love indeed. The Christian's love for God has by some religious thinkers been divided into two kinds: the love of gratitude and the love of excellence. But we must carry our love to God further than love of gratitude and love of excellence. And here's the thought that really gripped me. There is a place in the religious experience where we love God for himself alone, with never a thought of his benefits. There is in the higher type of love a super rational element that cannot and does not attempt to give reasons for its existence. It only whispers, "I love." In the perfection of love, the heart does not reason from admiration to affection, but quickly rises to the height of blind adoration, where reason is suspended and the heart worships in unreasoning blessedness. It can only exclaim, "Holy, holy, holy," while scarcely knowing what it means. If this should all seem too mystical, too unreal, we offer no proof, but some will read and recognize the description of the sunlit peaks where they have been for at least brief periods and to which they long often to return, and such will need no proof. John said concerning Christ, we love him because he first loved us, and that's true. And it's good to love the Lord. The psalmist said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." But as Mr. Tozer points out, there is a place in the religious experience where we love God for himself alone, with never a thought of his benefits. We just love the Lord for himself alone, not because of anything that we have received, great as though the blessings are, but we simply love him because he is worthy. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. That's the first and great commandment. And if the Lord never did one thing for us, he would still be worthy of our love. But yet he has done so much for us. He sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins. And he's worthy of our love. I wonder, have you told him today that you love him? Have you said recently, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. May you do that today, and may God bless you and encourage you at this time. What do you think, Mr. Toe, Mr. T, Mr. Tozer? God bless you, folks. See you next time. Bye-bye.